Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Odisha government's flagship initiative, Subhadra Scheme, in Bhubaneswar today. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate 8th India Water Week 2024 in New Delhi today. All arrangements put in place for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. West Bengal government accepts 3 out of 4 demands of doctors seeking justice for Kolkata rape and murder victim. Government to start Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 across the country today. And in hockey, India to take on China in Asian Champions Trophy final at Ulaanbaatar this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Odisha government's flagship initiative, Subhadra Scheme, in Bhubaneswar today. The Subhadra Scheme is the largest women-centric initiative in the state, aimed at supporting over 1 crore women. Eligible beneficiaries between the age of 21 and 60 will receive 50,000 rupees over a period of 5 years. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Bhubaneswar today to dedicate various schemes and projects including Subhadra Yojana for the poor women on the occasion of his 74th birthday. The Prime Minister will visit a slum area at Gadakana in the state capital soon after his arrival and interact with 20 beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. He will also digitally transfer the first installment of the PMAY Urban to about 10 lakh beneficiaries of 14 states. Elaborate security arrangements have been made at Bhubaneswar in view of the Prime Minister's visit. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
On the occasion of the birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda will inaugurate a blood donation camp under Seva Pakhwada at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda will also inaugurate an exhibition based on the life of the Prime Minister. Home Minister Amit Shah has extended wishes to Prime Minister Modi on the occasion of his 74th birthday. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, the Prime Minister has brought positive change in the lives of the citizens through tireless hard work, perseverance and farsightedness. The 8th India Water Week 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the event at Bharat Mandapam. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 from 40 foreign countries, will participate. Our correspondent reports that more than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition.
The 8th India Water Week event will serve as a global platform to elicit ideas and opinions from global level decision makers, researchers, experts, innovators and stakeholders in the field of water resources from across the world. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj will participate as a partner ministry during the event. The 8th India Water Week will showcase the best practices in water management from gram panchayats across the country, starting from water conservation, rainwater harvesting, groundwater recharge. With Dipendra Kumar, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
All arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly seats spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. These districts are Anantnag, Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgam, Doda, Ramban and Kishtwar. While 16 constituencies are in Kashmir division, 8 are in Jammu division. Over 23.27 lakh voters, including 5.66 lakh youth, will decide the fate of 219 candidates in the first phase. In Haryana, 1,031 candidates have been left in fray after the withdrawal of nominations for assembly elections. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said a total of 190 candidates withdrew their nominations on the last day yesterday. Polling for all 90 seats in the state will take place on the 5th of October. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of October. The Narendra Modi government has completed 100 days in its third term. The first 100 days of the historic third term of the Modi government have been marked by several key initiatives and decisions which have positively impacted the lives of people and laid a strong foundation for Viksit Bharat at 2047, a report.
The Narendra Modi government has taken big decisions and made a huge investments worth 15 lakh crore rupees in these 100 days. Agriculture and infrastructure sectors have received a special impetus with a plethora of new announcements. The citizen-centric decisions have been driven by the vision of Mr. Modi to enhance ease of living and make life better for the poor, middle class, Dalit, Vanchit, Adivasis, women and the youth. A special focus has been on bettering the governance architecture of the country, promoting ease of doing business while utilizing technological tools to fast-track these outcomes. The momentum for transformative change continues to shape the nation's rise at the global stage. While the government has focused on women-led development, it is also giving wings to the youth. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 has started today and it will continue till the second of the next month. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata, Sanskar Swachhata. The campaign includes mega cleanliness drives at various sites such as tourist locations, public buildings, commercial areas, water bodies, zoos, sanctuaries and community and public toilets through Shramdan and collective action. All central government ministries and states are planning various citizen engagement activities across the country. More from our correspondent.
This year's campaign is built around three key pillars under the whole of society approach. These are cleanliness of target units, CTUs, Swachhata Mein Jan Bhagidari, and Safai Mitra Suraksha Shivir. Various cultural events, rallies, marathons, artistic waste to art installations, and community discussion will also be organized to deepen ownership and responsibility for cleanliness. The campaign will engage citizens, industries, NGOs, development organizations, urban local bodies, panchayats, and various stakeholders nationwide. Under the whole of government approach, all states, union territories, chief ministers, central ministries, and local bodies will also participate to ensure a nationwide movement for cleanliness. Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Jan Aushadhi Kendras are being started simultaneously in all the district hospitals today on the occasion of Swachhata Hi Seva Pakhwada. More from our correspondent.
Governor Mangubhai Patel and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the operation of Pradhan Mantri Jan Aushadhi Kendras in all the district hospitals on the first day of Swachhata Hi Seva Pakhwada. This step is an important effort to provide affordable and quality generic medicines to the citizens of the state. At present, more than 500 Jan Aushadhi Kendras are functioning in various districts of Madhya Pradesh. In these centers, patients are getting medicines at 50% to 90% less price than branded medicines. Apart from this, there will also be a grab Pravesh program in 51,000 houses of Madhya Pradesh. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has said that the state government has accepted 3 out of 4 demands of the protesting junior doctors. Addressing the media after meeting the junior doctors at her residence at Kalighat last night, Ms. Banerjee said, in view of their demand, Kolkata Police Commissioner Vineet Goyal will be removed. She said the changes in the police force will be made effective through a notification this afternoon. She said Deputy Commissioner North is also being transferred and Director Medical Education and Director Health Services are also being removed. Ms. Banerjee said, one demand is already in sub judice status. The Chief Minister urged the junior doctors to join their duty. Junior doctors in Kolkata are holding protests over a rape murder case demanding justice. The second edition of Naval Commanders Conference of 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. The conference is the apex level biannual event facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues between the naval commanders. The Defence Ministry said the 4-day conference will commence with the inaugural address by the Chief of Naval Staff. An e-auction of gifts received by Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin today. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat urged people to participate in the e-auction as it will serve a noble purpose, contributing to the Namami Gange Fund. He said, this year marks the 6th installment of the auction. It was initially launched in 2019. People can bid for their favorite memento from today. The online auction will continue till the 2nd of October. Individuals who are interested in taking part in the process can register and participate through the official website pmmementos.gov.in. The 10-day-long celebrations of Ganesh Utsav in Maharashtra will end today after immersion of the Ganesh idols. Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has made elaborate arrangements for the Ganpati Visarjan on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. More from our correspondent.
A total of 12,000 BMC officers and employees have been deployed and 71 control rooms have been established to monitor festivities. Additionally, 761 lifeguards and 48 motorboats are stationed along the seahorse. For the collection of flowers offered to the idols, 163 Nirmalya Kalash and 274 Nirmalya vehicles are on standby. There are also 127 mobile washrooms available for devotees attending the procession. In order to promote eco-friendly immersion, the BMC has set up 204 artificial lakes. Devotees can find information and locations of these lakes by scanning a QR code. Bhavna Gokhale, AIR, Mumbai.
The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and East and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Uttarakhand during the next 2 to 3 days. On to sports. In the Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India will face host China in the final at Ulaanbaatar in China today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. The Indian hockey team will aim to extend their record and win the Asian Champions Trophy for a fifth time when they face host China in the summit clash of the 2024 edition. Team India reached the final of the tournament after a dominant semi-final victory over South Korea yesterday. All India Football Federation, AIFF, has appointed Santosh Kashyap as the new head coach of the National Senior Women's Team. Mr. Kashyap will have Priya PV as his assistant coach and Raghuveer Praveen Kanolkar as the goalkeeper coach. New Delhi has strongly deplored the comments made regarding minorities in India by the Supreme Leader of Iran. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said these are misinformed and unacceptable. The ministry advised countries commenting on minorities to look at their own record before making any observations about others. India has won 16 medals and medallions of excellence at World Skills 2024 in Lyon, France. The accolades include 4 bronze in patisserie and confectionery industry 4.0, hotel reception and renewable energy. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. The dailies have covered the news of projects worth over 15 lakh crore rupees launched in the first 100 days of Prime Minister Modi-led government's historic third term. Union Labour Ministry asked gig firms to register workers on e-shram portal for labour benefits, writes the Hindustan Times. Bharat Startup Knowledge Access Registry, Bhaskar, initiative to serve as central hub to exchange ideas launched by Commerce and Industry Minister, notes the Economic Times. Mercedes to now make EQS SUV electric vehicle in India, only country outside US to build model, reports Business Standard. Hoping to improve infrastructure and provide an economic push to the remote region, Kinnaur eyes border tourism near Shipki La, a mountain pass along China, reads the headline in the Tribune. And finally, with horse rallies, mehendi competitions and rafting, Election Commission goes all out with innovative poll campaigns to boost J&K turnout, is a headline in the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Odisha government's flagship initiative Subhadra scheme in Bhubaneswar today. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate 8th India Water Week 2024 in New Delhi today. All arrangements put in place for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. West Bengal government accepts 3 out of 4 demands of doctors seeking justice for Kolkata rape and murder victim. Government to start Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 across the country today. And in hockey, India to take on China in Asian Champions Trophy final at Ulaanbaatar this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.